This is Weekly Dose of Wellness, brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. Here's Deborah Howell.
Hey, hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. You are listening to the Weekly Dose of Wellness, brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. I'm Deborah Howell. Today's guest is Dr. Daniel Bethencourt, Medical Director of Cardiac Surgery at the Memorial Care Heart and Vascular Institute at Orange Coast and Long Beach Memorial Medical Centers. Certified by the American Board of Thoracic Surgery and a Fellow of the American College of Surgeons, Dr. Bethencourt has been practicing cardiac and thoracic surgery for over 21 years. He's performed more than 600 robot-assisted surgeries, too. He graduated from MIT and Yale Medical School and completed his residencies at the University of Texas and UCLA. Welcome, Dr. Bethencourt.
Thank you.
You know, we hear so much about it these days, but I'm hoping you can explain in layman's terms to me, what exactly is robotic-assisted surgery?
Robotic-assisted surgery is a surgery that uses a basically remote-controlled technique or an instrument called the Da Vinci robot to allow surgeons to perform procedures they would otherwise do with the least invasive amount of surgical mm-hmm. trauma possible.
Mm-hmm. And what are the qualifications for somebody to get a robotic cardiac procedure versus a regular one?
Well, first of all, it has to be a procedure that is capable of being done with a robot, and then certain patients who would fit not just the procedure but also the individual patient. So, for example, on the coronary artery bypass side, which is one of the most common procedures done, mm-hmm. with the robot we do one or sometimes two bypasses, but if a patient needs three or four bypasses, they would not be a candidate for a robotic procedure.
And why is that?
Because we have to, in the more complex or the larger procedure, we're able to reach all sides of the heart, and in the robotic procedure, we're just reaching one area.
Okay.
The other procedure that we commonly do with the robot is mitral valve repair surgery or work inside the heart. And in those cases, again, certain patients who need both bypass surgery and valve surgery, then those patients would not be robotic candidates.
I see. Okay. Now, this is a little off the charts, but I've heard, you know, the rumor that physicians who are really, really skilled in video games make great robotic surgeons. True or false?
Well, there is, there have been some studies that suggest that that younger surgeons who have had previous experience with video games are better or more adaptable to robotic techniques. But I'm not certain that that's entirely established.
Right, the jury's still out.
Older surgeons who haven't done as much video gaming can learn the robot just as well.
Okay, great. Okay, at least I just had to ask the question. Now, how has robotical surgery, how has this option improved the quality of life for patients undergoing cardiac surgery versus having a traditional procedure?
In many of the procedures, the recovery from the robotic techniques is dramatically, dramatically better. From the very beginning of the procedure, the robotic patients can have the breathing tube removed in the operating room before they wake up versus later when they wake up with the tube in place. So right at the beginning,
right.
it's better. The patients are in the hospital typically 2 days instead of the usual 5 days.
Wow.
And they're home fully active in 2 weeks, which is just not something you see with any other technique.
A great day to be living in, huh?
It's an amazing, discovery, amazing sort of development of technology, application of technology to medicine.
Now, we talked a little bit about this earlier, but which exact heart procedures can be performed using the Da Vinci surgical system?
On the procedures inside the heart, the repair of the mitral valve is one of the most common.
Mm-hmm.
Mitral valves often fail in such a way that they can be repaired rather than replaced, and so that repair can be done as effectively or more effectively because the robot allows the surgeon to see the valve much better. So mitral valve repairs is one of the most common. Closure of cardiac defects within the heart as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then when patients need a limited amount of bypass, a single bypass to the artery in the front of the heart, those procedures also.
Do you think more procedures will become available as the system becomes more refined?
Yes, in that it's not so much the system, but it's more the the additional technologies.
Right.
So, for example, connecting the heart, the arteries to the arteries of the patient into the arteries of the heart to do a bypass. As we get more technology for doing that remotely, then the robot becomes more applicable to those things.
Okay. Dr. Bethencourt, can you tell me what Memorial Care is doing with robotic hybrid procedures for patients who need multiple procedures for the heart?
Yes, that's really one of the most advanced applications right now, where we combined the cardiology-based stenting procedures that we do for some of the arteries with an artery bypass to the artery on the front of the heart using the robot, so that I would do a bypass of the artery in the front of the heart, the main artery, called the left anterior descending, or LAD,
mm-hmm.
And then a cardiologist would come at the same time in the same room, which is a hybrid room set up to do both heart surgery and advanced interventions. They would come and do stenting of one or two other vessels.
Wow,
so
during
the
same
patient,
procedure, so they don't have to have two operations.
We don't do two operations and two visits, and once they leave the room, we can confirm with the angiogram that everything is perfect.
I love it. Now, extending that to, say, a car accident victim who has multiple organs that need attention, what would you say to that?
Well, we've done hybrids where we've combined a minimally invasive valve surgery with the robot with stenting of arteries, whereas those patients would need an open surgery. Instead, they can have a combination hybrid procedure where we do a purely robotic valve surgery combined with a stenting of the other vessels, so that it has converted a very large, complex operation into a much less traumatic one, although the patient gets the same exact procedure they would otherwise have.
Incredible. How long did it take you to learn the Da Vinci system?
Well, for me, the Da Vinci system was the end, or not really the end, but, mm-hmm. but the next of a long progression of less invasive surgery. So I started doing less invasive heart surgery with smaller incisions in the mid-90s. And in about 2000, we progressed to a smaller and smaller incisions, and then it wasn't 2006 that we started the robotic surgery. So we had a long background of hundreds of less invasive options. And in the robotic system, we started, as I say, in 2006, and already had a large number of patients who were candidates. And it takes about 50 or so procedures to have not just me, but the whole team comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't that long a period of time.
And how, if I may, how do you practice those 50?
Yeah. Well, what happens is that you do... it's like you're learning on the particular procedures. You do in advance simulator training. There's a simulator that fits on the robot that one can do all the maneuvers.
Mm-hmm.
We do laboratory training with usually animals, large animals. And then when we finally work on patients, we do them with an expert surgeon present in the room with them.
Okay, got it. Wow, somebody had to be the first.
Yes, in fact, our first patient called the office and said, "Are you doing this yet?" And my staff said, "Well, you could be the first one." And he said, "Exactly, I want to be the first one."
That's
and
awesome.
He was. Yeah,
That's
and he wonderful. Did great.
Wonderful. Well, what advice would you give to somebody who finds out that they need to have heart surgery?
I think it's important to have multiple opinions.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of patients don't realize that the robotic or alternative techniques are available for the procedure that they are proposed to having to have.
Mm-hmm.
Some hospitals don't perform the procedure, so no one has really heard that this is available.
Really? Think by this point, all the TV shows and all the doctor shows, it's so pervasive and so exciting.
You'd think so, right, exactly. But but sometimes people don't realize, and at the same time, some patients are told they're not a candidate when, in fact, at an experienced robotic valve repair center,
mm-hmm.
They are a candidate. So it really depends on the experience of the center.
Okay, and also I know you have a second opinion program.
For that reason, because we encountered a number of patients who had really not been offered alternatives, and so we thought that it would be helpful to that for them to at least be considered for other things. It doesn't mean that they're candidates, but...
Right. Well, Dr. Bethencourt, we could go on, but thank you so much for finding time in your extremely busy day today to tell us about some of the incredible new procedures and technologies you've helped to advance on behalf of patients with heart problems.
Thank you very much.
It's been a real pleasure to have you on the show today. I'm Deborah Howell. Join us again next time as we explore another Weekly Dose of Wellness brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. Take care and have a great day.